This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Now, here's a story that's really important, but it's a little weird. This week, Chinese scientists claim they bounced single photons off an orbiting satellite and detected them back on Earth's surface. Okay, so what? Well, it's a big development in what's called quantum teleportation. Quantum teleportation is the idea of making information appear in two places without having to send the actual data from one spot to the other. Dr. Eugene Polzik has been working on this at the Niels Bohr Institute in Denmark. Instead of using data sets, Polzik has been shooting light through clouds of gas called memory cells. And he's succeeded in using the light to make the tiny gas particles in those separate memory cells mirror each other, which is kind of like using the internet, but...
The big difference is that we are sending quantum information which is encoded in atoms. And the information in atoms cannot be digitized as regular zeros and ones.
So tell me how you've done that with gas particles and clouds of gas and lasers. Mm-hmm. Can you explain how this all works?
We organize this by sending a beam of light from one of our memory cells to another memory cell. This pulse of light goes through the first ensemble of atoms, passes through it. Now the light that goes on is quantum correlated with those first atoms.
It's sort of disrupted by the atoms that it struck on the way through the gas cloud.
Yes, but it's also correlated with them. And so this light carries to the second location the quantum memory, if you will, about the first atoms.
What might it mean in the future practically for, I don't know, the way that we communicate or the way that mm-hmm. we transfer information?
The immediate significance could be for secure communications. This quantum information cannot be read. Therefore, it cannot be stolen.
That's fascinating. It's almost like a future of invisible information.
Yes, we can build the elementary links of the quantum internet of the future.
You're not actually talking about a future where we might transfer physical objects. You're purely talking about information.
I want to make a very strong statement. Transferring information is all you need to create a physical object at another site. If I have enough building blocks to build, I don't know, me on planet whatever, Mars.
Yes.
All I need is to send information about me there, and those instructions will be used to put myself together there.
Wow.
You would never attempt to send physical objects. If you have enough building blocks, you just need to send the instruction manual.
Dr. Eugene Polzik, professor of physics at the Niels Bohr Institute. Thank you very much, doctor.
Thank you.
That's it for us. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.